Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural, even here on location in Houston, Texas. I have a woman that has been known as Pastor John Osteen's wife. I have a woman who has been known as Pastor Joel Osteen's mother. But I found out she operates in a supernatural gift that I want. I have with me Dodie Osteen. Most of you don't know her, but I tell you this, she's known in heaven, and you're about ready to get to know her. It's not an accident that you and your husband, John, started a tiny, tiny little church called Lakewood Church in 1959. What was that building like?
Oh, it was terrible. It was an old feed store. It had holes in the floor.
So now, you have to help me. I'm not a country boy.
Well,
what is a feed store?
I wasn't
store?
Either. Where they sold feed.
For animals?
For animals, yes.
Oh, okay.
And the boards, the planks on the floor had big gaps in them so that anything could fall through and, you know, the hay, whatever they had in there. And it was not pretty. We didn't even have a restroom inside. We didn't have a water faucet. But our people got in there and cleaned up that thing, Sid, and made it into a church. And we didn't mind what it looked like. We just did the best we could with it. 90 people. It had 90 seats in there.
Now, today, Lakewood Church has how many people?
Well, they say 35 or 40,000 come on the weekends, but it seats 16,300.
Your children say that you will pray about anything. You'll pray about machinery, and they told me to ask you a question about the mole you prayed for.
We didn't even know anything about healing. John was just beginning to learn about it, learn that Jesus was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thought, well, I just try it. Here I was, a little girl. I didn't know what I was doing either. I mean, we had two children then. And I said, Paul, let me pray for him. And I just prayed for those warts to leave. And just in a few days, they left. And he came in, running in from the backyard, and said, Mama, Mommy, Mommy, look, they're gone. I was surprised myself.
You know, Joel Osteen is who he is today because of his mother and father. Speaking of Joel, you had a dream that saved his life.
I did. Oh, I'm so glad I had that dream. A few times, I had a dream when Paul, the older boy, who's mm-hmm. a doctor, was in Africa, that he was in trouble. And he was. He had malaria, even though he had taken malaria injections and all, tablets, whatever it was. And I dreamed that he was on my shoulder like a little baby. And he was a student in ORU. He was in medical school. And it was on the very same day that he had that. And he said, Mother, I thought I was dying, but I recovered. And it was on that same day that I had that dream. But Joel, I had the dream about, I dream sometime about snakes, you know, the mm-hmm. demonic things. And this snake was in my kitchen at the house. And out of all the children that I have, I called Joel. I said, Joel, come help me get this snake. I didn't tell anybody about it because I didn't want to frighten anybody.
Right.
But I prayed that whatever harm was coming to my son, devil, I rebuke you. I command you to take your hands off of Joel. Just a little while later, a week or two later, he was going home from the church and he hydroplaned. It had been raining in Houston and just hydroplaned. And this truck did the same thing, great big truck. And he came within 3 feet of hitting that truck and stopped. And the truck driver got out and said, son, you sure are one lucky little boy. And I thought, he wasn't lucky, brother. He was blessed to the Lord.
Now, when you were young, you were hit with a lot of adversity. At 2, you had polio.
Yes, I did.
And so, and as a result, there was a difference in one foot and the other. Mm-hmm. But it didn't stop you, did it?
No, I just kept on going. I've been conscious all these years about not wearing pretty shoes. But you know what? Thank God I can walk. Had 5 children without any difficulty, done everything that I've done. And God's just helped me. And the story about Dr. Osborne, he was so kind, did so much for Jesus. But he was walking with John, and I was walking up ahead of him, and he said, "Look at Miss Doty. She walks like a princess." I never forgot that, because I could see myself in the mirrors as I passed, or windows of store buildings and all, where I limped, and I was conscious of it. And I wore a brace when I was young, up till the 4th grade. And when he said that, it just freed me. And I just thought, look at me. I walk like a princess. So I just walk like a princess because of the words of one man.
And you know what? That one man didn't realize the power of that statement that he made.
Words can make people or break people. See what an encouraging word can do for people when they're so down? People tell me sometimes when I think I look so tacky, "Miss Doty, you look so pretty." That lifts me up. So let's make our words sweet. John used to say that all the time, and I remind the children of this. Make your words sweet, because you don't know how many you'll have to eat.
Well, when you were 48, this is so hard to say. At 48, she goes in the hospital, and she gets a death sentence. She's going to be dead in a couple of weeks. How did she handle that? You'll find out when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Have you ever wondered why your prayers aren't being answered, or why God uses others in the supernatural but not you? Sid Roth wants to help mentor you to walk in the supernatural of God to make sure that you receive your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough.
Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural.
It's Supernatural by New York Times bestselling author Sid Roth, now available everywhere.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, Doty, your husband was Southern Baptist. You didn't believe in healing.
No.
And then a tragedy hit your family. Your baby daughter, Lisa, had in birth a problem that resulted in a condition much like the polio that you had. So if you don't have any paradigm for healing, what did you do about it?
Well, that's just about the time that John decided that he was going to really seek God, that he knew that Jesus went about doing miracles and healings, not just when he was here on the earth. So he took a train to a meeting where he was going to preach in Atlanta or someplace, and so he would have time to seek God. And he came back and he told me, he said, "Doty, I know that things are different than what we believe." But at that time, I didn't know a thing in the world about healing, and he didn't either, because he wasn't taught it in seminary. So he just said, that was just a little while before Lisa was born. And so when we got this news, he said, "Now we're just going to pray for her and believe that God will heal her." I didn't know what I was doing, but he said, "I'm going to pray a prayer. Then I want you and Paul," we had 2 children mm-hmm. at that time, "I want you to just look at her and say, 'Thank you, Jesus, for healing her.'" So that's what we did. I didn't know what I was doing, but I said, "Thank you, Jesus,
and
for healing her."
And what happened to this horrible condition she had?
Well, she was so listless and all. She couldn't move. She couldn't take a bottle. It took 45 minutes to get a half an ounce down her. And so she began to improve. She began to be able to have more strength. And then she began to sit alone. And the doctor had told us she may be in a wheelchair. But then she saw improvement in her. And the doctor said, "This is a real miracle." So now Lisa is a grown woman with 3 children, the 2 of them are in college.
I'm glad that you and John prayed for
her. I'm so glad. Listen, we wouldn't have had a little healed girl preaching the gospel now if we hadn't known about healing.
And you did something right at home, you and John. All of your children are in ministry.
I know. I'm so proud of them. You don't know how proud I am of them.
Well, you go to the hospital for a day, and you end up staying there 20 days. Mm-hmm. But then John is told you only have a few weeks to live. What did he say when he heard that?
You can't believe. I mean, the feeling, it was right at Christmas time. It was December the 10th that I got that news after they'd done every test under the sun. I was supposed to just take 3 or 4 days, but they couldn't find out what it was. They thought at first it was an abscess, a liver abscess, but then a tumor the size of an orange and 2 small ones like almonds. So John just said to him, well, doctor, we're going to believe for a miracle. And the doctor said, you're going to have a miracle, Pastor. So we went home that day in the 5 o'clock traffic.
Did they just release you to have
They released me. John said, I don't want to keep her here anymore. I want to take her home and pray over and get the church to pray over. And so we did in the 5 o'clock traffic. And so I looked terrible. I was jaundiced. My skin was wrinkled. And of course, now it's from age, the wrinkles. But, and my skin was jaundiced. My eyes were jaundiced. And we went home and I didn't go to bed because I thought, I don't want to look like I'm sick. I just will stay up. My mother and dad were there until bedtime. And so the next morning when we woke up, we laid at the foot of our bed. And John prayed a prayer and he commanded the cancer to leave me. Like Jesus commanded the fig tree to wither and die. He said, cancer, you leave my wife. Don't you ever come back again. In Jesus' name. He said, these words stuck with me. Said, I need her, Jesus. The church needs her. The children need her. Her mother and daddy need her. And you need her, Jesus. I never will forget that. As far as I was concerned, on December 11th, I believe I received healing.
But wait, you weren't healed.
I wasn't healed.
This went on for several years. So why did you believe it started at that moment?
I had to have a starting point. Otherwise, I would have lost it.
Did you believe that you were healed?
I believed when my husband prayed.
How did you believe it? He had commanded power.
I had faith in John Osteen. I had faith in God and his belief in God.
She learned how to stand on the Word of God, but it was beyond that. You literally did that.
I did. I got my little Bible and I stood on it. Well, my feet aren't very big because of polio, so they fit on that little Bible. And I said, Jesus, I'm standing on your Word. I don't know anything else to do. I stood on the Word of God and I have been ever since.
Now, God spoke to you because you knew, she knew. Or Roberts, T.L. Osborne, all the great healing evangelists, and John Osteen, her husband, and they all could pray for her.
They did
but
pray.
But God said to you, it's between me and him. Tell me what God said.
God spoke to me one night and he said, you've had Brother Roberts pray, you had Brother Osborne pray, Brother Hagin. He said, but it's up to you and me. It's between you and me. So I realized I better get with it.
Tell me some of the things you did. Tell me about the pictures.
I put pictures up of me, of John and I, at our wedding. And then I put a picture up of me when I was 38, I think.
Why did you do that?
Just to remind me of how I was healthy and strong and that I would be that way again someday.
And you know something else that impressed me?
What?
You refused to talk about the suffering, the pain, that you're feeling sick and tired. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I didn't want to bring that. We're snared with the words of our mouth, and I didn't want to be snared. I wanted Jesus to hear good things coming out. So one of the children would say, Mother, how are you today? I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. And we lived where we had a long driveway out in Humble at that time, and I would take mail out or check on the mail, bring it back, and I would say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. All the way out the mailbox, by the stripes of Jesus. I just did it without even thinking. Now, I still, when I see a cemetery, no devil, you will not take me. You've come to steal, kill, and destroy. I say it loud, too. There's people with me. I don't care. Just let them know I'm a fanatic.
Now,
I'm a fanatic.
Saying God's Word out loud, meditating.
Where would I be?
Tell me, if you hadn't learned to meditate on God's promises, do you think you'd be sitting here right now?
No, I don't. If I hadn't stored up the Word of God in my heart, those years that we had been married, I married when we were 22, I was 48 there then. If I hadn't stored up the Word of God, if John hadn't learned about the healing that he did. And I had it stored. He used to tell us, store the Word of God in your heart for use when needed. You may not need it now, but someday you will.
Tell me a few scriptures. I want you to, what you say when you're by yourself, out loud, with the same attitude. I'd like you to do that.
Okay. I will not die, but I'll live and declare the works of the Lord. He sent His Word and healed them and saved them from their destructions. I will restore health unto you and heal you of your wounds. Every day I read all these, Sid. I have them in my little iPad. I read them every day of the world. I have not missed a day reading them. I don't leave the house without reading.
But you had, you, I'm sure, had many bouts with fear.
I did. In the middle of the night, I would wake up and I was just thinking, and when John was asleep right there by me, I'm thinking, the devil would say, you're not really healed. You think you are, but you're not. And I would say, no, devil, you will not tempt me with that. You will not keep harassing me with those words, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And the devil would say, you'll wear that pink dress to your funeral. I'll see to it that you...
And what would you do when he'd say that?
And I say, no, I replace that with a good thought, with the Word of God. I just replaced his word with the Word of God.
It was a process.
It was a process.
And she did get healed. In fact, I've read some doctor's reports outside of one of her books. And she really did. And if God will do that for Dodie, it's not just healing. The promises of God, standing on the Word of God, the faith to stand on the Word of God, this woman lived it. However, I have her here for a purpose. And that is, she has a gift of the Spirit that we're going to talk about. It's a gift that is the most important gift on the planet. And I want her to pray for you to have that impartation when we come back. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Dodie Osteen was the wife of the late Pastor John Osteen and is the mother of Joel Osteen. 36 years ago, she was diagnosed by the doctors with having metastatic cancer of the liver. She was told that she had 3 weeks to live, yet God revealed to her the way of healing and restoration. Call now and get Dodie Osteen's exclusive Miracle Breakthrough Package, which includes 2 anointed books by Dodie Osteen, If My Heart Could Talk and Healed of Cancer, plus this 4-part audio CD set, The Best of John Osteen, yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9462. You will receive Dodie Osteen's powerful book, If My Heart Could Talk. Through this book, you will learn that God isn't limited by where you began or where you are from, how not to be a victim, and obtain determination to never give up. Learn to never speak words of defeat. Understand how to choose to put God's word in your mind and mouth instead of the enemy's. Begin to have God direct your every step on your personal journey. You will also receive her anointed book, Healed of Cancer. This book is so practical that it can transform any situation in your life. It is so convenient and easy to use that you could put it in your pocketbook or take it anywhere you go. In this book, you will learn how Dodie fought fear with faith with the Word of God, how to make it through your trial and see your miracle come to pass. Begin to walk in supernatural abundant life and healing. This book equips you with 40 healing scriptures plus powerful prayers. You will also receive this 4-part audio CD set, The Best of John Osteen. Are you experiencing failures in your personal life, your finances, or your relationships? Through John Osteen's powerful 2-part audio CD teaching, On the Brink of a Miracle, you will learn that failure is not the end for the believer. When you step out of failure, you will experience God's supernatural help. Understand how close to a miracle you truly are.
I promise you that as you enter this supernatural love, you will fulfill your destiny.
It's time to beat sickness, suffering, and despair, and to step into what God's blessings and promises are for your life. Don't miss out on getting Dodie Osteen's exclusive Miracle Breakthrough Package, which includes 2 anointed books by Dodie Osteen, If My Heart Could Talk and Healed of Cancer, plus this 4-part audio CD set, The Best of John Osteen, yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9462. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9462 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Dodie. There's something that I am overwhelmed with that I want our audience to be overwhelmed with. Your children so respect you and your husband who's now in heaven. Your children and you have such love, they have such honor for you.
I know.
The love that I see. You look around to be a servant. At your age, why do you do that? Come on now, tell me.
I don't know why I do it. Jesus just puts it in my heart, and Jesus would do it.
When you pray for people, you have the same compassion for them because of what you went through, I believe.
Probably so. I don't even know if I'd be praying for people if I hadn't gone through it myself.
And there's no important people in your life. They're just people.
Just people.
this woman doesn't say it, but when I walked into her presence, I could feel the love of Jesus radiating out of her. Literally, Dodie, I don't want to embarrass you, but I could feel that. I really could.
I'm glad you did.
And you don't realize this, but I want to have, and I believe a lot of you do, I want to have the same compassion that you have.
Sid, you do. I see
more.
It in you.
Well, thank you, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not going to be satisfied, Dodie, until I pray for someone that has an amputation from the knee down, and that foot is missing, that leg is missing, mm-hmm. and I want to have the compassion of Jesus and pray for them, and that foot is going to go come right
that's
out.
That's what I want to.
Okay, I want you to pray for me and for every one of you that want that same compassion, that gift of love. I do not believe that Joel Osteen would be the person that he is today if it wasn't for John and Dodie Osteen. You put that into them. Did you ever think Joel was going to be?
No. He's the last one in the world I would have thought would have pastored.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I wanted him to go to college. See, I was so wrong. He went 1 year and dropped out and said he didn't feel like going back another year. He wanted to start a TV ministry. And I said, oh, son, I want you back.
Whoa. He wanted to start a TV ministry mm-hmm. for your husband, not for
yes.
himself.
No, that was 17 years before he became pastor. And I was wrong, and John was right. He said, son, you follow your heart. Because it was just a little while later that his daddy died. And then he became pastor. He told me God had called him to be pastor.
Do you know his audience, I just found out, is 40 million a month? Mm-hmm. Would you have ever thought that? Ever?
Never. God has given him such favor. And he is a real man.
I also found out something about him. I've never met him, but I found out something about your son. He hears from God.
He does. He hears from God. He's a very wise man.
And I want you to pray this for our audience.
Okay. Father, I pray for the healing of people that are watching us today. Lord Jesus, you want your children well. You said you would give us the desires of our hearts. So do that for them, Father. Jesus, you said that you would restore health unto us and heal us of our wounds. So I ask you to do that for your children, Father. I curse the diseases. I come against them, just like Jesus spoke to the fig tree. I command them to wither and die and leave and never, ever, ever come back again. Father, you give the people the great wisdom to take care of their bodies and to do what you want them to do, Father. And Jesus, that compassion, we all need more compassion to be like you, Jesus. So give it to us, Father. Help us to all walk in love, Father, and not to criticize people and not to see them as someone inferior, but to love them, Father, and to be kind to them and show the love that you have, Jesus, so that they in turn can be kind and be full of compassion. Jesus, help us not to judge people, but to see people as you do within eyes of love. And thank you, Father, for healing and making your children well and restoring health and healing of us of all of our wounds. And bless Sid and help him to stay healthy and strong and to keep doing good like he is for people all over the world.
And you pray for Dodie right now at your home. And I'm going to tell you this. When you get to heaven, if you believe in Jesus, and you've repented of your sins, you get there.
Amen.
But you know the first question Jesus is going to ask you, and I want you to ponder this, did you learn to love?
Oh, isn't that sweet? Did you learn to love? It's good.
Dodie Osteen was the wife of the late pastor John Osteen and is the mother of Joel Osteen. 36 years ago, she was diagnosed by the doctors with having metastatic cancer of the liver. She was told that she had 3 weeks to live, yet God revealed to her the way of healing and restoration. God has given Dodie a mighty ministry of love and compassion. In every service, thousands of people are blessed, lifted, and moved as she lovingly and courageously prays for sick, casts out demons, and ministers with tears of compassion. compassion to hurting people. Many testify of healing and deliverance as a result of her anointed ministry. Now she wants to share with you what she learned so you can receive your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough. Call now and get Dodie Osteen's exclusive Miracle Breakthrough Package, which includes two anointed books by Dodie Osteen, If My Heart Could Talk and Healed of Cancer, plus this four-part audio CD set, The Best of John Osteen, yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9462. You will receive Dodie Osteen's powerful book, If My Heart Could Talk. Through this book, you will learn that God isn't limited by where you began or where you are from, how not to be a victim, and obtain determination to never give up. Learn to never speak words of defeat. Understand how to choose to put God's word in your mind and mouth instead of the enemy's. Begin to have God direct your every step on your personal journey. You will also receive her anointed book, Healed of Cancer. This book is so practical that it can transform any situation in your life. It is so convenient and easy to use that you could put it in your pocketbook or take it anywhere you go. In this book, you will learn how Dodie fought fear with faith with the Word of God, how to make it through your trial and see your miracle come to pass. Begin to walk in supernatural abundant life and healing. This book equips you with 40 healing scriptures plus powerful prayers. You will also receive this four-part audio CD set, The Best of John Osteen. Are you experiencing failures in your personal life, your finances, or relationships? Through John Osteen's powerful two-part audio CD teaching, Standing on the Brink of a Miracle, you will learn that failure is not the end for the believer. When you step out of failure, you will experience God's supernatural help. Understand how close to a miracle you truly are.
What impresses me about these two books, it's not just physical healing. It's any promise of God. But this is what I promise is going to happen when you read her new book, If My Heart Could Talk. I promise you that you will have a greater love for people. I promise you, you will have a greater compassion for people. I promise you that as you enter this supernatural love, you will fulfill your destiny. I can't wait for you to get these two books. But in addition to that, Dodie, we have selected the best teaching of Pastor John Osteen.
It's time to beat sickness, suffering, and despair, and to step into what God's blessings and promises are for your life. Don't miss out on getting Dodie Osteen's exclusive Miracle Breakthrough Package, which includes two anointed books by Dodie Osteen, If My Heart Could Talk and Healed of Cancer, plus this four-part audio CD set, The Best of John Osteen, yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9462. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9462 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest is one of these people that has God experiences all the time. In fact, he said to me, God is so talkative. Now, most other people, they say, what's the matter with me? How come God's not so talkative to me? And he says that God has told him that his assignment is to equip you so that God will be talkative in your life. Anyone interested?
Yeah. Yeah.